Hello world, this is Jeremy Travers and welcome to Bartlett, a podcast about Australian political history trivia, some of which may be absolutely useless, but I do hope you enjoy the ride. A little bit about myself, I'm a fourth year undergraduate student at the University of Sydney, politics nerd, taker of photographs, addictive user of social media and walker. Big fan of political history, and that is evidenced by me being the reigning champion of the Museum of Australian Democracy's Trivia Tuesday, which takes place every week. This podcast started as the result of a conversation I had on the Facebook group page for Chat 10 Looks Free, a hilarious podcast by Edwell Crabb and Lee Sales with a fellow chatter named Jane. Hi there, Jane, and to all the fellow chatters out there. But seriously, if you haven't listened to Chat 10 Looks Free, do check it out. Apparently, one of the first steps to podcasting is choosing a creative name. Now, creativity is not one of my talents, but after consulting with friends about whether they would listen to me chat about political history trivia for half an hour, they said yes. My good pal Jacob Asina in particular liked the idea of me calling it Bartlett. Fans of The West Wing will understand why I named it so, but for those who have yet to see this show of Sorkin genius, and you should obviously do so as soon as possible. The podcast is named after Martin Sheen character, fictional president of the United States, who had an incessant habit of boring his staff with useless trivia. So, where to begin with Australian political trivia? Let me tell you a couple of stories. Old Parliament House in Canberra is a wonderful place to visit. If buildings can talk, then Old Parliament House would be deafening. The sense of history is in the air as you walk around. But one of my favourite parts of the building isn't really known to the public. It's one of my party tricks for when I visit the place with friends. Now, in an office in the Senate wing, and I obviously won't be telling you which one, there is a secret safe. It is activated by finding a spot on the carpet until you hear a click. Then you open a wood panel on the wall and hey, you've got a safe. It's a wonderful thing to have discovered, even if I heard about it on television a couple of years ago. Now, you may be wondering what's in the safe, and I wish I could tell you, but it's locked. At least it was the last time I was there. The good thing about having a locked safe means that this is possibly one of the few things that will never leak in Australian politics. The people who have occupied that building are certainly interesting, and let me tell you about one. Archie Cameron, who served as Speaker of the House of Representatives from 1950 until his death in 1956. It is said that Menzies offered Cameron the job to keep him out of the cabinet. Sound familiar? Anyway, Cameron was a weird creature. Back in those days, the Speaker still wore a full-bottom wig. Me being me, I wished that the Speaker did still wear a wig. But Cameron decided to wear the wig that Herbert Evatt wore as a High Court judge, as no other wig was available. Cameron put on the wig for the first time, saying that this would be the first time that there would be clear thinking under the wig. How I wish that was true. Cameron had many qualities, his selective interpretation of the standing orders, for example. But the man was so rigid. Once he had made a ruling, no matter how wrong he was, he stuck to it. Even Bob Menzies sought to have some of his rulings overturned and was successful in doing so. And there are two pieces of trivia about Cameron that I would like to tell. First, Parliament House, as it then was, had a barbershop, and Cameron, a strictly religious man, had no tolerance for a pin-up poster of Farlap. He immediately ordered its removal. How un-Australian, even if the horse was from New Zealand, like some of our recent politicians, but I digress. The second is that Cameron was an unbelievably formal man, and insisted on a formal dress code in Parliament House. The dress code itself is not necessarily a bad thing, mind you, but in what can be described as a gross act of hypocrisy, he didn't always apply those standards to himself. He often walked around the place on hot days in singlets and shorts, raising the ire of many a cleaner in the process, who were worried that tourists would mistake the Speaker for one of them. There is so much that I wish I could tell you right now about trivia, but it is exam season, and thus, this pilot podcast will have to be brief. In closing, let me recommend a couple of books on Australian political history. I'm a big fan of Gavin Souter's Acts of Parliament, a narrative history of the Parliament from 1901 to 1988. It is a wonderful tome, and I have to confess that I have referenced it in some of my essays at university. Another book is Servant of the House by Frank Green, who was a senior parliamentary official. Most parliamentary officials and clerks are normally tight-lipped about their experiences, so this is a good read on that basis alone, and there will be more book recommendations as time progresses. So, what political event do you want to know more about? Has an Australian political figure caught your imagination so much that you wanted to know more? Well, I listen to my audience, so do let me know what you want me to talk about. You can find me on Twitter, at Jeremy Travers. Thanks for checking out the podcast, and until next time, stay classy.